Good morning. Welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。
Good morning, my listeners. Today is Thursday, August 12th. Hope your week has been going well. I know, it's hot again in many parts of China. So before we begin today's program, let's review a few words that we can describe hot. 那在今天节目的开始呢，我们先来学几个新的有关于炎热的说法。So instead of saying hot,You can say scorching hot. You can say it's burning. You can say it's sweating. Or you can just say it's like an oven outside. 这些讲法呢，可能会让你的语言听起来更地道一点。Okay, now let's back to the program. As always, we will begin with a trivia question. Do you know which Chinese literature is the first one to be translated into English? And when?
在今天的 trivia question 呢，我们来说一下哪一部中文小说是第一个被翻成英语的。
Now, let's back to our news program. Today's news story is all about the latest inflation reading.
今天所有的新闻呢，都是有关于昨天美国的通胀指数的。
So the first piece is from Washington Post. Inflation eased in July from a year ago, as energy prices fell off summer peaks.July inflation climbed 8.5% over the last year, easing slightly from June, due partly to falling gas and energy prices, raising new hopes that inflation will continue to simmer down. Inflation in July was also flat from month before, as major drop-off in gas line prices helped offset increases in food and shelter.Officials have been closely scrutinizing the inflation picture month by month, and the latest inflation report handed them the most encouraging sign in more than a year that overall prices might be moving in the right direction after months of gains.
第一则新闻呢来自于华盛顿邮报，它是说呢七月份的通胀指数呢好于六月，特别是由于 gas 和 energy price 的下降呢，也抵消了部分食物和房租的上涨，这个一直比较焦虑的管理层呢带来了一个好消息。这篇新闻里呢只有一个单词要注意一下， scrutinize， 这里呢他用了他的现在进行时 scrutinizing， 也就是仔细检查的意思。
The second story is from CNBC. Consumer prices rose 8.5% in July, less than expected as inflation pressures ease a bit. Prices that consumers pay for a variety of goods and services rose 8.5% in July from a year ago, a slowing pace from the previous month due largely to drop in gasoline prices. On a monthly basis, prices were flat as energy prices broadly declined 4.6% and the gasoline fell 7.7%. That offset a 1.1 monthly gain in food prices and a 0.5% increase in shelter costs.
第二篇文章呢也是有关于通货膨胀的，它来自于 CNBC。 相比华盛顿邮报的报道呢， CNBC 更具体一点。比如说这里提到了 energy price 呢下降了 4.6%， 汽油价格呢下降了 7.7%， 但与此同时呢食物价格却增长了 1.1%。 这里的 shelter 呢主要是指租房的价格，它也上涨了 0.5%。但总体来说呢， July 的 inflation reading is better than June, and also is better than expected.
The third piece is from USA Today. Inflation comes off 40-year high, but stays elevated at 8.5% as gas prices fall, but food rent jump. Inflation stayed elevated, but eased from historical high level in July, raising hopes that a relentless surge in prices may have peaked.Consumer prices increased 8.5% from a year ago, down from 9.1% annual raise, a 40-year high, in June. According to the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index, gasoline prices fall, but food and rent continue to march higher. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg had estimated the yearly inflation would fall to 8.7%.
今天的第三则新闻呢，来自于 USA Today， 相比于CNBC 和 Washington Post 呢， USA Today 的语气呢更缓和一点，同时呢 USA Today 相对用的词也比较简单，内容上都特别相似，但这里有一个词可以建议大家看一下，叫 March Higher。 这里的 March 呢其实就是一个大步走的意思。
Today's last piece from Reuters. U.S. consumer price growth unchanged for July. U.S. consumer prices did not rise in July due to a sharp drop in the cost of gasoline, delivering the first notable sign of relief for Americans who have watched inflation climb over the past 2 years. The consumer price index was unchanged last month after advancing 1.3% in June. The Labor Department said on Wednesday in a closely watched report that nevertheless showed underlying inflation pressures remain elevated as the Federal Reserve mulls whether to embrace another supersized interest rate hike in September. 最后一则新闻呢，来自于路透社。和前几则新闻不一样的地方呢，这则新闻提到了由于 July 的数据比较好呢，是不是美联储会在下一个 cycle 还会像前几次一样把 interest rate raise？ 这则新闻呢比较简单，里面只有一个词可能你要注意一下， mull， 它的意思呢就是深思熟虑。这个词呢我们在以前已经说到过了。Alright, that's all for today's news story. 你可以在今天的 show notes 里呢找到这些新闻的摘要，也可以参考同名公众号里的完整文字版。那在节目的最后呢，我们来揭晓今天 trivia question 的答案。第一部被翻译成英语的中文小说呢叫《好球传》，它的作者呢是一个用了笔名的人，他叫明教中人。这部小说呢其实在中文世界里并不是一个非常有名的作品，但是在1719年呢，旅居中国广东的英国东印度公司的职员 James Wilkerson 呢已经将这本书的译文呢带回了英国，其中的前三册呢是用英文写的，第四册呢则是用葡萄牙语写的，这也是第一本被翻译成英语的中文古典小说。好了，今天的节目就到这里了，非常感谢你的收听。 That's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I see you next time.